Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Early this week, on Monday afternoon, EAA made a surprise announcement that Rod Hightower, who has been the president there for a couple of years, would be leaving the organization. Jack Pelton, who recently retired as the CEO of Cessna, was elected chairman of the board and will oversee the search for Hightower's successor. I spoke with Jack on Wednesday to find out what this means for the future of the organization. Well, I just have a couple of questions about what's happening there. And I guess the first one is what kind of changes you're expecting or looking for, or, different priorities or whatever that you see that you're hoping to make going forward from here.
Well, the mission really isn't about change. It's kind of a simultaneous election of a new chairman of the board, which we did not have. So I'm the board's interface to the organization, and then Rod's departure and filling in that role while we go through the process of a search over a period of time. So, my real goal here is to keep everybody on the track that we've been on and keep them motivated and energized and get the day-to-day stuff done while we focus on getting to an air show in July.
Okay. So as you're doing that, and of course searching for a new CEO, are you looking for a different direction than you've been taking the last couple of years?
No, we're not at all. I mean, we've put in place a much stronger financial acumen and position than we've been in the past. We're still focused on our core mission, which is supporting our EA membership, volunteers, and employees, and maintaining the breadth of representation that we have, which starts with our home builders, who are the founding of this organization, but it's also inclusive to anyone that's an aviation enthusiast.
Oh, okay. And the collaboration with AOPA that's been kind of ramping up the past couple of years, you expect that to continue also?
I do. Matter of fact, Craig Fuller's already reached out to me and recognizes the importance of EAA and AOPA's collaboration, and I think that's on strong footing going forward also. So it's important because of the medical the third class medical petition that we both, as organizations for our particular member sets, for Craig's are specifically dealing with the pilots, and we're dealing with not only pilots but aviation enthusiasts that either are pilots or want to become pilots, that we work together hand in hand, in a cohesive front on an issue like that. And there's be other issues that kind of collaboration is important, and we need to be strong.
Okay, and as you go forward to find your next CEO, how does that process work, and how long do you think it'll take?
We haven't established a timeline yet. All of this, certainly has occurred, kind of quickly and unexpectedly. So we, we'll be thoughtful as a board and sit down and take the necessary steps to discuss and lay out what that plan will look like. But we have a team here of executives that are already in place and that are doing a great job, and a bunch of employees that are also doing a great job. So it's not that we're in any sense of urgency, only because now with this chairman role and the fact I'm retired and have time to spend with the organization, it's not like we have to move out tomorrow.
Okay. So you will be kind of involved with the day-to-day operations there and getting things up and running for Air Venture?
I will be involved in the day-to-day operations, and the team here will be getting ready for Air Venture.
Okay. So
we may have a new leader by then, or we'll see. Like I said, the timeline hasn't been defined.
Oh, okay. And are you kind of interested in taking on that role, or are you, what's your opinion on that?
What I've committed to is the board chairman role, which is a three-year commitment that after the end of 3 years, it's kind of the board will decide if they want to re-up me for another three. It's a six-year term limited position, or 3 years term limited to the will of the board to extend you for another three, however you want to look at it. So you know, I'm committed to doing that and helping the organization make this transition.
Okay, well, that sounds like plenty of work for you to take on. And okay, great. So is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners?
I would just probably like to add that, you know, transitions are never easy, and you know, reasons behind transitions are never really fully understood, but the fundamental mission of EA and the membership, volunteers, and employees are nothing is going to change for them. They're in good hands, and we're steady as she goes, and we are going to have a great air venture in 2013.
Okay, well, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mary.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.